As we've mentioned, the Civil War began 150 years ago yesterday. But that first battle, the siege on Fort Sumter, lasted 34 hours before Union troops surrendered 150 years ago today. As our Civil War show wraps up, we have time for a poem called Simply Sumter by Edmund Clarence Stedman. It's read by our Ed Mikowski.
Sumter, April 12, 1861. Came the morning of that day when the God to whom we pray gave the soul of Henry Clay to the land. How we loved him, living, dying, but his birthday banners flying saw us asking and replying hand to hand. For we knew that far away round the fort in Charleston Bay hung the dark impending fray soon to fall, and that Sumter's brave defender had the summons to surrender 70 loyal hearts and tender, those were all. And we knew the April sun lit the length of many a gun, hosts of batteries to the one island crag, guns and mortars grimly frowning, Johnson, Moultrie, Pinckney crowning, and 10,000 men disowning the old flag. Oh, the fury of the fight even then was at its height, yet no breath from noon till night reached us here. We had almost ceased to wonder, and the day had faded under when the echo of the thunder filled each ear. Then our hearts more fiercely beat as we crowded on the street, hot to gather and repeat all the tale, all the doubtful chances turning, till our souls with shame were burning, as if twice our bitter yearning could avail. Who had fired the earliest gun? Was the fort by traitors won? Was there succor? What was done? Who could know? And once more our thoughts would wander to the gallant lone commander on his battered ramparts grander than the foe. Not too long the brave shall wait, on their own heads be their fate, who against the hallowed state dare begin. Flag defied and compact riven in the record of high heaven, how shall Southern men be shriven for the sin?
The poem Sumter by Connecticut poet Edmund Clarence Stedman, read by Ed Mikowski. I hope you can join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM and WUWM HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. Fresh air is next.